Hi, my name is Jesse Abelman and I teach Parshanut at Drisha. This week's Parsha is Vayakil Bakudei. When I was in high school, I had a teacher who told the story that when he was in yeshiva, no one would ever follow the leaning in this Parsha or the Parsha before that, starting with about Parsha Mishpatim. The narrative portions leading up to them, the Exodus, the stories of Genesis, people would follow along. It's exciting, it's interesting. But once you start to get to the legal portions, it gets dense, it gets complicated, it gets sometimes a little bit boring. So people would bring something else to read during leaning, something that they thought was more interesting to learn. What I want to do to try to avoid that problem is focus in on a particular character, give the Parsha a little bit of a human face. We're going to discuss Bezalel, the man that God appointed to oversee the construction of the Mishkan. So what does the Parsha tell us about Bezalel? Very, very little. All we know is this. Moses said to the children of Israel, "See, Hashem has proclaimed by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur of the tribe of Judah. He filled them with godly spirit, with wisdom, insight, and knowledge, and with every craft." There's some specifics about what crafts he filled him with, but that's basically all we know about Bezalel. We know, one, his name, his father's name, his grandfather's name, and that he was a craftsman. So why is this important? Well, Chazal tell us a little bit more about Bezalel's grandfather, Hor. The Medrash explains that Hor was the son of Miriam, and Hor did a lot of things. But most importantly for our purposes, Hor was the person whom Bnei Yisrael approached to build the golden calf. He refused and was killed for his refusal. So they then went to Aaron, Moses' brother, and he built the calf. So what do we know about Hor from this? Number one, we know he was a craftsman. He was able to build something beautiful. And number two, we know he was devoted to God so much that he refused to put his skills towards the sin of the golden calf. So much so that he was willing to die for it. What does this tell us about Bezalel? Bezalel is his grandson. And when it comes the time to build the Mishkan, God turns to him, the grandson of the man who refused to use his craft for an improper worship. God says to him, use your craft skills to build a place to worship me properly. What do we have to learn from this? Well, number one, that it's not only the tangible skill that's important, but also certain intangible qualities that you can't necessarily know right away. We don't know from Bezalel how great his devotion to God is. We don't know that from the Chumash. How do we know that he has that devotion? He inherited it from his grandfather. Chazal have to fill in that blank. And number two, and this here is a plug for Drisha Parshanut. Come, study Parshanut at Drisha. We wouldn't know any of this if it weren't for the interpretation of our sages of Chazal. They come and they teach us lessons that aren't necessarily apparent directly from the text. In order to learn those lessons, we have to go and study the Parshanut, study the history of the interpretation to see how our forefathers, how the sages of our past learned from the biblical text. Thank you and Shabbat Shalom.